Hello, howdy. How are you guys doing today? Sorry if you hear my birds in the background. They are just talking up a storm. They are not being quiet, okay? I don't know if they're arguing with each other or what, but it seems like they're actually in quite chipper mood, so I wouldn't say that they're necessarily arguing. They're just having a long discussion. And why do I say that? Because when I was doing a little bit of studying, they just decided to talk through the whole thing. Okay? So, hope that you guys are having a good day. I know I haven't spoken to you guys in a while, right? Happy April to you. Okay, April showers, we welcome them. Especially to all of my gardeners. Shout out to all my gardeners, okay? We are going to continue. I've been still seeking wisdom. I'm just going to continue in wisdom. We stopped off at Proverbs 20. I'm going to read Proverbs 21 fairly quickly because I know that you guys are busy. And I'm busy. We all have things to do, right? But before we do that, we do want to take a quick pause to confess and just get a lot of stuff off. Just kind of purge, detox ourselves, confess over to God. Just, you know, put all of that, lay that stuff at the altar, get rid of it, apologize, repent, just let that stuff go. And then so we can receive more and deeper levels of wisdom, okay? So me included, okay? So take 5 deep breaths and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, so I hope that you guys feel refreshed. This is going to be a fairly quick podcast, but we are open. We're going to say our affirmation or prayer if you're uncomfortable with that. Probably can click off and find a podcast that better suits you. Again, if the birds bother you, my apologies, I cannot make them stop. They can be trained, but they're not necessarily like dogs or cats, okay? Or I can't even say cats because cats are kind of hard to train as well, okay? So let's go ahead and say our affirmation or prayer. Lord, we welcome wisdom. We want more of your wisdom. We sit before you. We come before you as little children. We come to you humble. We come to you not knowing anything, that you know everything. We thankful that you know everything. And we come running into you. We erect and we thankful, Father, in our holy imagination that you are our pavilion. You are our refuge. Your name is a strong tower for us. And we hide within your strong tower today. And we sit at your feet within a strong tower as little children to hear what you have to say from your wonderful scripture, from your wonderful word. And we are open to you. We open our senses up to you. We open our mind up to you. And we want to hear what you have to say. Amen. All right, so we're blessings, however you like to stop that, right? So I'm going to start reading at Proverbs 21. Grab your paperback Bible. I have mine here. My old trusty dusty Bible. I think I had this since, let's look at the front. I've had this since 2003. Okay, since I was 19. All right, because I graduated 2002. Class of 02, okay? Persian High School all day, boo, from Detroit, Michigan. Okay, anyway. Hey, see how that little ghetto trying to come out? I rebuked that. But I have my Bible for a long time. But if you don't have your Bible, you can grab your iPad, your phone, what have you. And we're just going to read through this. Okay, we're going to read on through it. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whatsoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. An high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Let's go ahead and highlight. I forgot to tell you guys to get your writing utensils. I really like some of these words. They just jump out at me. And again, I have read Proverbs, but I'm not one of those, like, I'm not a Christian. So let's get that right, okay? I believe in God, but I don't identify with the modern day Christianity of today. There's nothing against them. I just don't resonate with that. And I think it's great for other people. If it finds, helps you, then God bless you. But I am a believer. And so I have read, you know, Proverbs plenty of times, but I'm not one of those, like, I know in Proverbs 21 and 19, you know, I know in Proverbs 21 and 19, like, I don't really particularly know that like that, but I do recall, okay? So when I read the word, it's like reading it all over again. It's familiar, but I'm reading it all. Sorry for my dog. It's like Dr. Dillard over here, guys. I'm so sorry. So we're going to go ahead and underline plenteousness in verse 5. But of everyone that is hasty only to want, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of a man is forward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Let's go ahead. This is for us, you know, wives or want to be wives, right? I feel like I'm a wife already. Because wife means woman, so I am a wife. I'm just not a man's wife yet, in particular, until the Lord sees fit, right? It's just what it is. But we all love, we all know this one, right? So we're going to come back to that. But go ahead and highlight or underline verse 9. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked. But God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth the ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall himself cry himself, but shall not be heard. That's deep right there. So if you stop here, you're like, oh, I don't want to hear that, right? Poor, poor in spirit, poor, you know, just poor, okay? So if you stop your ears at them, you're going to cry, but nobody's going to hear your cry. That is verse 13. We're going to highlight that as well. A gift is in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Let's go ahead and highlight congregation of the dead there. Verse 17, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Wow, look at that. That's another one, ladies. See how the good wisdom just throwing that out there? We don't want to be, we repent, Lord, of being angry and contentious. I repent. I can't repent for you. I'm going to say I repent, Lord, for being angry and contentious. Okay, I normally say we guys because normally I'm talking in front of my children. And I'm trying to get them to know, like, we collectively, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are going to clean up. Or you know how it is. You're talking to your kids. So, I repent. I can't repent for you guys. So, I renounce that. I'm not repenting for anyone. I don't take any responsibility for that. But I repent if I have been angry or contentious. Okay. And also, where was the other one? It says, if I have been brawling. Okay. So, even if you're like, I don't think I've been like that. You might have been. There's a reason why the Lord is bringing it up. Just go ahead and just repent and confess it. When you get used to doing that, it'll become easier for you, and you'll be more at peace when you proceed to do that. And I think that it's very big of a person who could do that, and it shows their humility, and also shows their willingness to be a peacemaker. And it says, blessed are the peacemakers. So shout out to all the peacemakers today. I think that it's beautiful, and it's very admirable, especially if we see a man do it. But it's also good for us women, because this is checking women, us women in this area. For us to be, you know, we could be leaders in our own right, and we could lead by not being brawling, not being angry and contentious. I know it's hard because, you know, especially in today's age, people like to try to trigger. They like this humiliation thing. They like to push a button, but, you know, it's just going to practice make perfect. That's the best way I can say it. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Have I, you know, perfected this area? No. Okay. I still yet need to be perfected in this area. Okay. So that's why I'm confessing, repenting. All right. Let's pick it up in verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Wow! Look at, wow! I'm sorry, sometimes this be just like sometimes the scripture just shake you. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the, I would say touch your neighbor and say there's oil in my dwelling. There's oil, I'm so sorry, look at that. This phone confirmation. There's oil in my dwelling. Okay, there's oil in the dwelling of the wise. This is why we seek wisdom, because we want to have oil. Oil as well, anointing. We want to have the Lord's anointing in our dwelling, the place where we live at. Okay. Okay, sorry guys. My daughter has learned how to text. So she's just having her a great little time. And let me just try to. Sorry guys. You know, you got to make time for the children, okay? All right, so. We want oil in our dwellings, okay? And there's a treasure. There's a treasure to be desired. So I don't know about you, but Lord, I desire the treasure of oil in my dwelling. I desire that. It said he will give me the desires of my heart. And I believe that, okay? And we're going to put some faith and some works behind it, okay? Behind that, right? So let's pick up at 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. So I receive life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down. Let me turn this down because this is like too high. Sorry about that, guys. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. That's plural, troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name. Who dwelleth in proud wrath. So there's different types of wrath. It said to call him a haughty scorner. We've all heard, don't stand in the way of sinners, nor sit up in the seat of the scorner. We're going to just underline scorner, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and look it up over here because I know you guys know by now sometimes I just get to talking and the Holy Ghost and I'll be, oh my goodness, I forget, right? Because I don't take no glory for none of this myself at all. So we're going to make sure we know what scorner is. A scorner is a person that mocks and scoffs. You know, they ridicule. You know what I mean? Like what we would call a modern day bully, like, nah, 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 like that type of thing, but like an adult. It says they're haughty. We're going to also look up haughty. So you could be a scorner. You could have, it says, don't sit up in the seat of scorn or the scornful, where they're scorned. People who mock and ridicule people, those are not happy people. They're scorned people. Now, do we all, you know, go off and I'm a human being and I am definitely from the east side of Detroit. Okay, I've had the biggest mouth in these, like I understand, but someone who's constantly mocking and ridiculing and scorn, like they're constantly doing that, that's a person that's scorned. It's not a happy person. So, haughty, there's different types. You can have people that are just doing that because they're not happy, right? Okay, you kind of move around them. You move around all of them because they're not to be corrected, okay? It says don't correct because their behavior is foolish, so never correct them. Yes, haughty is arrogant or proud or lifted up. And some people will scorn you, like scorn you in public. You know what I mean? Or like, you ever had a teacher like do that, like when you was in school? I know I did. Okay, I had a teacher, what grade I was? I was in the first grade. And she had a bad experience with my brother being in her class. My older brother and my older cousin. And because she had them and they would kind of do, you know, class clown, practical joke type of things, she automatically saw my last name and was like, oh, well, I know how you is. So she would purposely like do stuff to act like she was like calling me out. And when I was in the first grade, and I remember blatantly, she used to tell me, Callie, it's time to go outside and go pass gas. And back in the day, especially in Detroit, I don't know about y'all schools, we used to have like they call it homeroom. And then it would like be like a long rectangular vertical window right next to the door or inside of the door, right? And it had like those little wire things through it, you know what I mean? Go look it up, an old school little hallway or whatever, little room, okay? And I would be standing out there looking at the kids in the classroom, like she would literally make me walk outside of the classroom and told me it's time for me to go pass gas. Now you know if I'm 6-7 years old, we're in the first grade, you know the kids is, oh, you got a fart, oh, you pooed it, ah, you know, just little weird stuff. Now that's a person that's scoring. It's an adult scorning a child. Okay, you see, huh? So that's a scorner, but then you have a proud scorner, and that's someone that's boasted and lifted up. They're proud, you know, so they feel like it's their right to scorn and mock you, and that's what a scorner means, okay? So that's what this scripture is saying. It's very, very power-packed. Okay, so it says a proud and haughty scorner. So here in the word is actually, excuse me, Lord, my apologies, it's actually distinguishing. It distinguishes between being proud and being haughty. Both he don't like. But it says proud and haughty, scorner, is his name. It's a name. They have a name to them. That's why you notice, like, I done met you somewhere. They all kind of act similar because they have a name on them. They're, you know, a name identifies who you are. And when you call something by your name, it's what it is. That's why it's important, like, what you name your kids or what your name is. Your name may be John. I believe John means grace, if I'm not mistaken. It was this wonderful worship leader named John at this church I used to go to. And he had a beautiful, and a beautiful grace, okay? So let's look up John. Yeah, God is gracious. I knew something like that because I had looked his name up a long time ago. And I was like, wow, he has a very beautiful, and he still does doing his thing. So shout out to him. But it's this, yes, John. That's what John means. John means God is gracious. Okay. That's what John means. So if I'm calling your name John, I'm saying God is gracious. So this right here in this particular scripture, God is saying that a haughty and a proud scorner is his name. Your name is a haughty scorner to him. You know what they say? God knows my name. God knows your name. He do. A haughty scorner. Proud. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go by that. Okay? So I repent if I was proud, if I was a haughty scorner as well. Anytime I see this stuff, remember when we're going through for wisdom, you want to point the finger at yourself lest you become a haughty scorner, point the fingers. Now, you may be able to see things in the scripture and say, dang, that's how such and such act were. That's how they do towards me. And the Lord, he will bring it to your attention so you could confess that that bothered you. That bothered me when they was proud towards me. I can't stand that. And the Lord said, I know that. But now you're coming in agreements with him because you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. You have to tell the truth. They was being proud towards me. I don't like that. They was being a hearty scorner. I don't like that. So I give this over to you, Lord, because this is a care of mine. I care about that because it's annoying. So I cast my cares upon you. And it says, I will take upon your yoke, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lift the burden up off of me. So be grateful for that, right? So now that you didn't come to him in truth, and we worship him, we thank him for making our burden lighter, okay? That's how that thing kind of goes about with that, okay? So it's basically, it's talking about it's important what you name something. Okay, who dealeth in the proud and wrath, okay? And they're angry, didn't I say that? Nobody that is a haughty scorner or proud is a happy person. Wrath. Wrath is beyond anger. So it's very important. This is also a warning. Don't deal with people that act like that. I'm trying to tell you. You know, back in the day, I used to love to pop off. So I do pop off in my house. So, I mean, I ain't nobody in my house. So, I mean, I basically can say what I'm, you know, saying. I can say what I'm going to say. And if the Lord lead me to repent, I will to him. But now the dog is biting on her little doggy bone. Let me get this from her, guys. I'm so sorry. No. Here, get a little chicken chew. There you go. The animals is animal in today. I don't know what's going on. But I'm in my home. You know what I mean? But as far as like that social media stuff, or like that text message to anything technology, I just would avoid it. You understand what I'm saying? Because people is full of wrath nowadays. Beyond anger. It's extreme anger. It's an annoyed. They're walking around annoyed. Okay? In a rage. Vexed. They're vexed. There's a spirit of vexation on them. Remember it said that the little girl that was tossing herself to and fro. And they said that her spirit was vexed. They vexed. You don't never argue with no vexed person. You don't know how far they go. It just said that they are proud, that they are haughty scorner. So we know they're not humble. You can't talk to nobody that's humble. That's not humble. They're not gonna listen to you. If they proud, they proud and haughty. That's proud on top of proud. You know what I'm saying? You know they say black on black. That's proud on top of proud. That's proud on proud. And they scorn and they a mocker. Okay? And they have proud wrath. So this is also, the Lord must really don't like this. I repent of proud wrath. They have proud wrath. They feel like they have a right to be annoyed. You know, instead of being grateful, I'm alive. Oh, my goodness. Made it through the pandemic. Because another day, they have a right to be annoyed. Like, think about that. How you not enjoying life. If you feel like you have a right to be annoyed, would you prefer a right to be annoyed? Or would you prefer being peaceful and that, you know, just going with the flow? Abasing and abounding, as Paul would say. A lot of people, you'll be surprised. It could be under a smile. They could be your coworkers. I used to work with some people. I worked at a bank, at Bank One, when it was NBD and it changed to Bank One. Now it's Chase Bank. Yes, I am getting older. I'm almost 40 and fabulous. I used to work at a bank, and I was a teenager working at a bank. So I've always done older things for my age. And I got that job because I had a good GPA, and they had a little special program at Pershing High School, and I was a summer teller. I started working at the bank as a teller at 16, okay? So my grandmother and my mother would treat me like a little baby doll. They would take me to Ann Taylor's. We would go to Eastside Mall, you know what I'm saying? And Eastland, you know what they call it, Eastland. I said it was on Eastside, Eastland Mall in Detroit. And they would dress me in my cute little two-piece business suits and my little costume. And that's that back in the day, I used to wear blonde hair. Number 27 was my color for a long time, okay? And so that's when the Zillions was in. And so I would pull my hair up, and I love, you know, looking presentable. You know, my grandmother would love to give me the little 80s clip-on earrings, like, again, they dressed me up like a baby doll. Like, my daughter is a teller at 16. Like, what do you mean? So it was a great source of healthy pride for them. And when I would go to this particular job at on 8 Mile and Van Dyke, honey, you can go look it up on Google, okay? All right, honey, yes. When I was working there, Okay, they called a bank one at the time. He had just switched over from MBD probably not too long ago. Because I remember when I was training, they even still had the slips that said MBD on them. Okay, a lot of the older people, you know, old people get the slips with them. They take them with them. And they were still using the MBD clips, slips or whatever, you know, deposit and withdrawal and things of that nature. So anyway, when I would go to work, it would be this, I'm so sorry, this bird. When I would go to work, it would be this older lady. She was older than me, but I remember thinking, like, she looks really young. I was 16. I'm a teller. Mind you, I'm in 11th grade. Okay? I'm a summer teller. All right? I'm driving my little car up to know how to drive a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, 16-year-old. It was a 33-year-old woman. She's really beautiful young lady. And I was thinking she was going to kind of help me, you know, because it's a lot of money, you know. I'm, you know, got my own little, you know what I'm saying? I'm a teller. And she used to make fun of me almost every single time. It's called closing. And when it was time for us to close, you know, closing at the end of the night, we would have to count our drawer down, right? And she'd be like, Callie, please don't be short tonight. And my drawer was never short. Like, I was looking at her like, and she would say that in front of everybody. So, of course, I'm already young. I'm 16. Okay. And, you know, they all older than me. You know, when you 16, you like, you know, you really cute at 16. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think I'm cute. And I be looking at them like, please, like, beauty fades. You know, I was real cute at 16. So, I don't know if that issue in it. So, she would call me I Dream a Genie because I used to wear my zillions that was blonde up. And I used to flat iron my zillions. I don't know what y'all did. But in Detroit over there, okay, we used to either use the Murphy's pressing oil. And if you didn't have that, you take a little Vaseline and you take a little baby oil or mineral oil, which was very dangerous. And you mix it in the top of that Vaseline and you dab it like that and you put it on that on the end piece of the zillions. And I would flat iron my hair. And up to my eye, I would mix it with Platinum Blonde at 27. And I got the pictures to prove it. That was my color for a long time. Okay. And I would pull my hair up and I would like to wrap. Now you put your hair up in a high ponytail and I would wrap. You know, you wrap it to cover up your little ponytail holder. And I would swoop it. That's how I would wear my hair, or like two pieces out. And I would like to do like a curl at the end of my ponytail. That's how I like to wear my hair. And she would be like, okay, oh my God, I Dream of Jeannie. Like, please close. Please don't be short tonight. Like, my drawer was short. And I used to be looking at her like, so basically, I just wanted to bring that up just to kind of show you. That's the type of attitude, you know what I'm saying, this is talk about here, that, you know, you feel proud, you know, to try to mock somebody. You know what I'm saying? So let's continue in verse 25. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuseth to labor. Now that's, you know, I repent, Lord, if I've been slothful. Even though, I mean, I know I probably haven't been. But in ways, you can be slothful in other ways. I don't want to be slothful in prayer. I don't want to be slothful in showing love to my kids. Or I don't want to be slothful in, you know, if you have a husband, you don't want to be slothful with your husband and your wife. It's a labor. You know how they say it's a labor of love? It's a labor to love. You got to pick your hands up and do something. So I repent of being slothful. Even though I ain't got no husband yet, I feel like I got one. Okay, I'm going to start acting like... Now, most people say, well, that's going to have men not coming towards you. Great. I don't want the wrong men coming towards me. Okay? All right. I'm making public declarations of affection and everything. You have to, you know, the seeing is believing. You understand? Before you can see it, you got to have some faith. All right. Let's go ahead in verse 26. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? Let's go ahead and this one right here. This proverb right here is proverb in today. All right, let's go ahead and highlight wicked mind. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. Let's go ahead and highlight 29 with a hard face. You know what that means? Like somebody scrunched their face up, what they call a resting face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna cuss with you. You understand what I'm saying? Like you just. You ever seen that? And you know what I'm saying? The pictures. I was talking about that the other day where they don't really smile. They just, I do that sometimes. You know, you want to look cute, mysterious, like not today, like all the time like that. Like that, your face is hard. You're hardening your face. Okay. The countenance says a lot. Smiling says a lot about you. All right. Verse 27. The sacrifice of, 28. a false witness, a wicked man. Okay, 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. That's right. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. That was good. This one was short. It was 31 verses in Proverbs 21. And this one was really good. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go. We already been on here for 25 minutes, okay? I believe I said what the Lord wanted me to say. I just gave a few examples. And I'm not like, oh my God, woe is me. But I have had a lot of experiences where, from childhood, where people be like, they like to try me a lot for whatever reason. And they do it to my face. I be just sitting there. Even someone like back in the day, I used to, you know, I always, I'm a third hood rat. I used to be fighting like in the middle of the street in Hamtramck, walking around catching cabs and stuff with my friends and stuff. You know how you go to that little wild stage when I was in college? Because I was arrogant at the time. I'm thinking, I'm getting 4.0s in college. I do what I want to do. And, you know, because I'm smart, you know, and the Lord showed me that fast. Like, no, you can't. But in that time, in that state of mind, girls would even see me fight. Okay, I even got jumped up here one time and they no scratch on my face. And they were still playing my face. You know what I'm saying? It's from the hood. You know, when they say I got these hands, even people who know you got them hands were still. So the Lord has said he don't like that. He don't call them by their name. So they call you out of their name. They call it out of their name too. Right? They, why they scorning and scoffing you and calling you little names and, you know, trying to trigger you and stuff. Right? The Lord is calling them. He's not calling them by whatever their mama named them. Jaquan and Kwikwi and Kiki and Kiana. He's not calling you by your name. He calling you a proud scorner. No, a haughty scorner or proud. He said that's their name. That's what he look at you as. He look at you as your behavior. Your behavior is your name. Now imagine if we would actually walk around in society and if we wasn't seen by our profiles. If our profiles wasn't our pictures, right? Because I love a good filter. Everybody know I love a good filter. I love to play around with the little images and stuff. But lately, I just don't. I mean, not as of late. Actually, all the time. I have plenty of content out there where I just don't. No makeup, bags, everything. I'm just like, whatever. It's just, you know, whatever. I love filters, so I'm not against that. And I love anime and, like, you know, really animating your pictures. I love to do that. I love makeup. I've been trying to, you know, figure that out. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But your plain face, I wonder if our profiles wasn't shown with our doctored up, you know, makeup up, you know, best angle, cute profile pic, and if it was showing our behavior. That's how God see you. So let's imagine we in social media in heaven, okay? And you, the Lord is on, he's swiping on, let me see, what's one of them? Instagram. Okay, let's see if he on Instagram. He just swiping. He don't see whatever you made up your little name, whether your handler name or your birth name. You didn't really call your government name. Let's say your government name is Melissa. Okay? And then your handler is Melissa is all that. Okay? Melissa is all that. The Lord don't see that. He sees liar. Okay? I'm just saying. That's how he sees us according. He don't hate you. He don't hate Melissa. Okay? He ain't even mad at the doctored up edited version of Melissa is all that. You know, our social media self. That ain't the real you. I even know that, but, you know. I understand lies that got blurred, okay? The Lord ain't even mad at that. He don't hate either one of those. He hate you being a liar. So that's how he see you. Your profile in heaven is liar. You know for lying out there. You're a proud scorn. That's how he knows you. And so that's why it's important every time you repent and you turn from those lying ways. You try to turn, then your name gets restored again, right? Your name gets restored to the name that's above all names. So it's a beautiful thing. It's important what you're named as. That's why a lot of people, and especially in this day, they come against you, what your name. Because you know how people say, my name is solid, like my name is good. Or you have some men thinking that you like after them, after their family name, and it's like, no. You know, especially, I'm not trying to be funny, especially African-American men. They're so beautiful and so lovely and so great to look at. But in our, I'm going to say, culture, right? In American culture, in African-American culture, we don't really have like that theme of a family name like that. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? I'm not going off into race. I'm saying, as far as like, you would have like Heinz ketchup, that's a family name, or Hilton's. That's the hill, right? You might have a long-lasting business in your name, which is great. Maybe known locally, even worldwide, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about celebrities either because, of course, we know they have a name. I'm talking about as far as, like, a lot of them will say that you're after me, you want me because of my family name, where a lot of people don't really, in black community, they don't get that concept. Like, we tear up our family name, you know what I'm saying? So they don't really get that concept of we're Davenports, because there's no unity, really. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, a lot of them will say that they're after your name. So basically, your name carries weight is what I'm saying. Okay. So that's why a lot of people are going to attack your name. Let's look up the definition of what a name is. They're going to attack it. They do it real bad nowadays. They just enjoy it and they just do anything. They're big enough and they will attack your image, your name, with using technology. That's just what they do. So let's look up name and mind. Okay. Name. Yeah. It's a title. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. It's a designation. Your name, it's a denominator. Your name is a denomination. It's a word or a set of words which by a person, place, or a thing is addressed or referred to. Okay? So when you think you're referred to as Melissa, your meemaw call you, oh, Melissa, come on, baby. You know, your grandma call you your government name. On social media, you Melissa is all that. Okay, Melissa, it's all that. Like, you got your profile pic is just, girl, it's your face beat to the gods, girl. It just looks so cute. Okay, the Lord don't look at you like that. He look at you as, oh, you, Melissa, you're the liar. Melissa, who? Oh, the liar, yeah. That's how he looks. It's just what it is. It's a name. Your behavior is what designates you according to the Most High. I know it's different here. Our name designates us. Don't you know who I am? I'm such and such. And here, whatever your name has been put out there as is what they link it to. I am Callie, the lawyer. I am the best lawyer, the top lawyer. You understand? We put it according to our work, according to our career, right? Or, like, if you have people tear your name up like they didn't do a man, according to your bad reputation. According to your bad reputation. In heaven, it's according to your works as well, but how you actually act and what you be doing. See, so God is kind of sitting there like, no, I know the real you. Ain't. I know Melissa. Melissa is all that. Before they even came up with your name, it says before you was formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you before. And I know this ain't you. Melissa is all that. You know you ain't all that. So it's a way. It's basically the Lord. He is so good. It's like he keeps you humble. When you always know that you're being seen by God, even though we all go out and do stupid stuff and say little stupid stuff, when you just go to him and repent and let it go, then I feel like it's kind of like you're establishing your name and you're putting this name above yours. You're humbling yourself. If my people should do what, humble themselves and turn, that means turn away from them wicked ways and seek me. See that whole process? Humble, turn, those different levels of obedience and releasing pride, and then turn and then seek. Okay? You have to have, you know how they call women pick me's? Like, you a pick me, you always calling and blowing my phone up. Well, the Lord wants you to seek him like that. He loves it. Where do you think the men actually, I don't really agree with being a pick me, but the men, you know, they made his likeness and image. They like, especially if they have king status, they like a level of seeking, right? They want, basically, you showing interest. I'm not talking about seeking as far as being desperate and making a fool out of yourself. But they want, you know, show interest. We like that as women as well, but we're talking about the masculine aspect right now. They like interest. So the Lord says, seek my face. Then, you got to do several things before he do something for you. They be like, oh my God, God ain't did that. That was your connections or whatever you got going on. They ain't did that. You ain't humbled yourself. You ain't turned. You still doing. And you haven't sought. You didn't seek the Lord. Okay. Something else did that. All right. We just have to be aware. Okay. So names are important. Okay. Proverbs 21 is teaching us about names and that the Lord believes in names as well. So even when people revile and tear your name up. Okay. All right. You know. And it even says, there's a scripture that says a good name is better than fine ointment. You know, you got to be careful when people come against your name because they don't want your name to be good. They don't want what you go by, your title, to be good. So sometimes they'll put a fault. There'll be a false witness, which it says that here. Where does it say that at? It says a false witness. It said it in here. Go back and read it. Maybe somebody can email me because I don't want to go back and read it now. Well, look, I'm in the way, the wrong. Let me take a look at it, guys. A false witness shall perish. A false witness shall perish. Not maybe or could have. It says shall. That means you will. It's guaranteed. Okay? What's a false witness? Let's look at what a false witness is. Because I know a lot of you guys are probably going through things like this now, or you went through it on your job. Like, I went through it on my jobs a lot of the times. I don't really too much communicate with a lot of people now. Yeah, when one person stands up and swears before others that something is that's not right, it's true. Like, I swear to God, you know, it's with the intention of hurting somebody or ruining their reputation. That's what a false witness is. And every false witness shall perish. It didn't say they may, but they shall. Because you probably have false witnesses in your life that stood up and said, oh, yeah, I knew, because they attached your what? Your name. Oh, yeah, I knew. I saw them. You ain't seen nobody do nothing. You ain't seen nobody. I don't even know you. I don't know you like that no more. I ain't seen you in 10 years. I ain't seen you in 7 years, right? So, and it said that you do it with the intention. That's why motives and intentions matters. They do it with the intention to ruin your reputation. Your reputation is your name. That's how things operate here. Things here in this world is operated. People know you and respect you according to what they know your career is. That's a clergyman. That's, you know, because like celebrity, because that's a celebrity off of whatever arts. That's, oh my God, you don't know him. He the highest brain surgeon. That's, she is an entrepreneur. She is a CEO of all of those coffee mugs she sell. That's how, you know, that's what people ask you when they meet you. Hi, what's your name? Right? And then they ask, so what do you do? Because here they link your name with what you do. So you have people that's going to attack your name, right? That's a personal thing that they call you, that you're called by. And they're going to attack what you're supposed to do, what they think you're supposed to do, right? Or they'll, like, be a stumbling block in those areas. Or they'll, like, try to close doors in those areas, right? And what they think you do. So those are two areas of attack, okay? And you'll have some that are here. The Lord calls them haughty scorners and very proud, that they'll feel that it's their right. And they say they have pride. They have proud wrath. They're highly annoyed by you, feel a right to. They're also proud and a scorner. They feel a right to mock you. And then they just say they flat out probably proud in general. And they will come against, as it says, a false witness. They saying something that's untrue about you, like it's up and down you. Or they might even say something that's true, okay? And then they embellish it so much and lie about it so bad, it becomes untrue. Because I can say, oh, you a black woman. That's true, right? Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a black woman. Yeah, you know, you one of those black women. Didn't that just change up? See how that changed up? I'm a black woman, that's true. But what do you mean one of those black women? What is the intentions in your insinuations that you're trying to, yourself? You know, they call it a subliminal post. A sub. Troll. You know, troll is an awful little creature. You know that, right? I'm trolling you. I'm an op. So you see how they kind of, that's, you have to, those ops and those trolls, they come running after your name and after, because here's, your name is connected to what you do. Me, I'm a basketball player. What you mean? I'm that guy. I'm a singer. I'm the greatest singer in the world. I am a golfer, right? Notice how they describe themselves according to their career. So what they attack is they attack your name, and they're in essence attacking your career. That'll make people here not want to work with you or be bothered with you, because they're like, oh, you know how they is. Oh, who is that? That's Sally. You know, she like to be with everybody man. She a pro. And just lying, that's not the truth. So now you have people, women and men that are married and probably believe in their marriage, like, I don't want to work with you. Notice how they say, I don't want to work with you. Not be friends with, not have a, you know, a relationship romantically, because everything here is based on physical work. What do you do? What is your career, right? And we, which is great, but we pride ourselves off of it so much to the extent where that's what we attack others in, even if we have a great career ourselves. Because the pride comes with that. A lot of it. Unhealthy. So I believe that's what the Lord is telling us, just to kind of be mindful of our actions, okay? Let's be mindful of saying that we saw something that happened and you ain't seen nothing. Okay? As mindful of that as well, okay? In Proverbs 21. And let's be mindful of our names. You know, if you're with child, congratulations. If you have a baby, be careful what you name your children, because they're going to be being called that forever. Okay? So that's what a false witness is, okay? And it says a false witness shall perish. A false witness will not go unpunished. I mean, it says that over and over and over again. That's Proverbs 19:5, okay? Giving an intentionally deceitful testimony, just lying. Oh, I know about it. You don't know nothing about nothing. I've had my kid's dad. He's married. I think both of them are. The other one, what I think is that I think one of them is. I think he went off and got married, and I congratulate him. One of them I know, and I know that his wife, who I don't know, I spoke to her a few times when I was pregnant with my twins, because she was dealing with them then, and lied about it. And she swears up and down like she knows me. And it's like, I don't really particularly know you like that. But she thinks that we know each other. Do you understand? See what I mean? So that's basically what it means. All right. So I hope that this blessed you guys. And I hope that you thoroughly enjoyed this. I surely did. My dog is biting my foot. So that's a sign for me to take her outside. Again, if you want to read what Proverbs 21 is about, you could check out on... what is it? BibleGateway.com, which is a great one. And it gives you commentary. Okay, I'm going to get my dog outside, guys. Or BibleHub.com. I'm just going to read this very quickly. Proverbs 21, a chapter, is in the wisdom literature of the Bible. It explores themes of wisdom, prudence, divine sovereignty, human conduct, justice, and righteousness. Okay, and humility. So I welcome humility today. I hope that you guys welcome humility. And you guys have a wonderful day. Enjoy today. Get out and get some sun. Get some vitamin D. Drink your water. Enjoy yourself. And then you know what? Let's be, you know what I'm saying? Just be calm today. Just be chilled out and relaxed. You know what I'm saying? Be calm today. You know, I know I definitely am. Okay. You guys have a wonderful day. And then remember again, women, for wiser wives to be, go ahead and look at Proverbs 21. That'd be verse 19 and then also verse 9, okay? And kind of like meditate on those verses, because we do not want to be brawling, contentious, or angry, okay? We do not want to be like that. And it directed us towards us women for a reason. We want to be able to be the opposite of contentious, okay? I'll leave you with that thought. The opposite of contentious. Go look up the word contentious and look up an antonym. We could do that right now. And I'll leave you with that thought, okay? I'm going to think about this as well. Contentious antonym, right? We want to be the exact opposite of contentious. Agreeable. We want to be friendly. So, Lord, help me to be non-aggressive, be pacific, like to be able to pacify, not in a negative way. Because it also said that right here, it said that in the scripture as well. Didn't it say that? A gift in secret pacifieth anger. Isn't that beautiful? So we also want to be able to be peaceable, okay? So I hope that you guys can be peaceable today. I'm going to be peaceable today. Do something that brings you peace. Take a nap or, you know, play some chess. Play your favorite video game or go play some basketball. I know a lot of guys like to play touch football and stuff like that, flag football and stuff. The weather is breaking. Gardeners, okay? My gardeners. And you guys have a wonderful and a blessed day. Peace.